Police have a duty to serve and protect, and a device used to jumpstart hearts of ailing citizens helps them do that.
Defibrillators are life-saving devices. They're very important to our agency. We've had 3 saves with automatic defibrillators.
Sergeant Michael Newton is with the UW-Madison Police Department. His agency has already replaced its 24 faulty devices. Other departments, like the Dodge County Sheriff, are still negotiating with suppliers. Sergeant Newton hopes the bad business experience does not prevent public agencies from purchasing the life-saving devices.
All the companies out there have had some type of recall at one time or another. It's just how they handle it. This company, in this instance, just didn't handle it. They went out of business. Generally, you'll get a replacement or they'll fix a recalled item. That just didn't happen in this case.
Access Cardio Systems of Massachusetts recalled several models of defibrillators last month because they failed to provide a shock or turned on by themselves. The State Justice Department estimates that as many as 1,000 of the faulty devices are in Wisconsin and is urging consumers not to miss a January 10th trade-in deadline. Shamine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.